or you send a bank draft. God straight away, because God is omnipresent and omniscient, He looks down and says, anybody titi to me yet? So His angels are there. And I could imagine what it's like. That some of us, as we learn to give, and as we give, the angels of God rejoice and say, one more brick for Him up there. Right? Your mansion. There's treasures, more treasures. And then we give, we realize that that is the method God used to transfer treasures up there. And the more we give, the more treasures we have up there. The question today is not how much money you have in the bank, but how much money you have in the bank of heaven. Even if you're a multi-millionaire sitting right here, my friend, you may have nothing in heaven. And in heaven there's no position, no status, nothing except Jesus and God. And that's where we have to handle our life correctly on this earth. Well, as you look at 3 John, he has all these wonderful principles that we have touched on. And tells us, see, this is an eschatological book without realizing it. He tells us in verse many reasons why we should be giving. And in verse 6, there are at least about 10 principles here in verse 5 to 8. Right? It says in verse 6, who have borne witness of your love before the church, if you send them forward on their journey, so there's there, and in a manner worthy of God. Do you know how you give is also important to God? That means when you give, what is in your heart, what is in your mind? Paul himself said that when you give out of a cheerful heart. And in Mark chapter 10, after he talked to a rich man, Peter says, we're given everything up. And Jesus says that everyone who leaves all these things and for the gospel's sake shall have a hundredfold. So the hundredfold is conditioned upon the surrender of our heart. That as you give, the conditions, there are many things that affect giving. Not only the amount, not in the percentage. The amount is in Luke chapter 6, verse 36. The measure you use. Then there are other areas like percentages, which is the widow with the two mites. Her percentage was 100%. And then how we give is important. 2 Corinthians 9. There are many aspects in giving that can change our lifestyle. All those things. And the reason for this teaching is to make you deeper into the Word. All these can be found in sometimes one word in 3 John, one phrase in 3 John, they are all found here. 2 Corinthians 9 is here, the manner you give. The widow with the two mites, it's also found here, the principle. Every principle of finances, you will find here, mentioned. The purpose of giving, also important, mentioned here. The reasons for giving, mentioned here. That's why these verses need further digging, that we could understand and expand what God is saying on prosperity. And in verse 9 to verse 12, he speaks about some hindrances that will take place. And basically, all those hindrances here, although it's adultery first in this place, it's the same that you find in the life of Judas Iscariot, which we don't have time to look into. All the reasons why Judas Iscariot do things. You know, Judas first failed in handling money. He never started failing immediately by betraying Jesus. His first failure was how he handled money. And he used money to his advantage. Dhatri first wants the preeminence. It tells you the root of all this behavior. And all this in the third section. And he concludes in verse 13 to 14. I had many things to write to you, but I do not wish to write to you with pen and ink. But I hope to see you shortly and we shall speak face to face. Peace to you. Do you notice the word face to face is also mentioned in verse 12 and 13 of 2 John? Now, believe me, these are eschatological books. At the end, John represents Christ. And here, in 2 John, it looks as if he's wanting to come. The elect lady represents the church. And John says in verse 12 that, I hope to come to you and speak face to face. Now in 3 John, face to face. Historically, it talks about John meeting her and meeting Gaius. But prophetically, it talks about how all these last two epistles prepare us for meeting him face to face. These are truths that will establish us for the last day church to handle things faithfully. Praise God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you and praise you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that in these last days, no matter how impossible it looks, the well of the sinner will go into the hands of the righteous. Father, we thank you that it's in your divine destiny that the gospel needs to go forth. And Father, we know that many men of God have not been good examples in handling money. Many of them, O God, have shamed the gospel. They've fallen. O Father, we ask that you raise up a new generation, Lord, that will be faithful in finances, so that we could receive the fullness of what you promised in the book of Isaiah 60 and 61. We ask, O God, that you raise up a new generation of ministers who will have an urgency in their heart, who will learn to handle money correctly, God. A generation of pastors, leaders, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers who will be able to handle it faithfully and who will raise up others to handle finances correctly, Lord, so that we could glorify you and serve you with our money. We ask, O God, that for anyone who hears this message and this word, who is starting a church or who already has a church, let them begin to think over what God is saying about their church finances. And for any one of us personally in our lives who struggle with finances, Lord, speak to our hearts about what we should do about our own financial life. And for every businessman who is here and hearing this word, we pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to their heart, that they would know what they are to do with their finances, Lord. Because God, if we don't use it for you, the devil will use it for himself. Because when we use it for anything but for you, it is of no glory to you. So Father, we ask that you would cause each one of us to rise into the fullness of responsibility in the financial realm, so that we may be part of that generation that received the wealth of the Gentiles. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Establish it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. Give Jesus a clap offering and God bless you. Because time is short tonight, those of you who need any further ministry, we'll just go straight to the right side of the auditorium tonight, and pastors and evangelists and ministers here with me will be ministering straight to you there. And please allow them to minister to you. It's the same anointing that they have received in their lives. The same Jesus that will heal you.